Welcome, ladies and gents, and our friends beyond the binary. We're the first ever glow-trotting, visually stimulating podcast on the airwaves. Hello, loves. It's Soraya Vivian. I'm your official tour guide for our new show, Pride This Way, produced by Pillars of Change Media. For years, I've had the best seat in the house for Pride festivals around the world, from Manchester to Maspalomas and everywhere in between, and amplify the real stories that breathe life into Pride. Every stream, every subscriber directly funds our community around the globe. We're not just covering the party, loves. We're paying it forward. There's only one way to see the world. Pride This Way.
Is this thing on? Are we live yet?
In this episode of Pride This Way, you'll meet Tracy Young and hear how she earned the title of Madonna's favourite DJ. And speaking of titles, Drag Race's own Latrice Royale, Miss Congeniality herself, is here, along with local voices who continue to fight for the right for our community to exist here in Miami. Catch our city ambassadors as they hit the streets with some of the hottest politicians and performers.
Hi, everybody. My name is David Sexton. I am the co-host for Pride This Way, here reporting from beautiful Miami Beach, covering our April Pride. So excited that I have the opportunity to interview one of Miami Beach's preeminent drag queens, our own Hedwig, the Glamazon, the gorgeous Glamazon, Cece Glitzer.
Happy Miami Beach Pride.
Mwah. Oh my gosh. It's so great to be here with you on this Pride at the Palace.
Yes.
Where you are the reigning queen of the Palace.
I'm screaming.
Tell us a little bit about the Palace and what it does here in Miami Beach.
Oh my gosh. I want to say Palace is one of the most biggest establishments in South Beach when it comes to our queer culture, when it comes to the drag culture. It is one of the biggest entertaining stages in the United States. When it comes to our art form, people from all over the world come here, know Palace, and it's just one of the best shows in the world.
It's so true.
Yes.
And in terms of like educating the people, everybody comes here.
Yes.
Straight
yes.
people, gay yes. people, yes. old people, yes. young people. I'm always like amazed that the audience is here and how everybody is appreciating LGBTQ culture.
Yes.
And you are an ambassador for our culture, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
So in spite of all the love in the Palace, it's been a rough year in Florida and even in Miami Beach, which is a blue oasis. We've been struggling for years with Don't Say Gay and some of the problems that we've been having with the gay culture being, you know, persecuted or being pushed down. Recently, we had the Pride Crosswalk, which was part of our street here, torn up. It was a traumatic event for gays in Miami Beach. Yes. Do you remember where you were when it happened?
Yes, I actually was right here. We were doing a show, or we were getting ready for the show. Oh. We didn't start the show yet. We were about to open the show when we got a call from the actual city saying, hey, they're currently started tearing apart the crosswalk. If you wanna come over, please show support. So we dropped everything. We ran over there.
Amazing.
And it was just like, I'm still getting chills.
I had
Akasha Lords with me, TP Lords with me. Mm. And TP is one of those queens who started building Palace up on Ocean Drive on and 12th Street.
Yeah.
Where Palace was first.
An OG queen.
A original queen. And TP standing there, starting to tear up, you know? And it was very emotional. It was very heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And it was I want to say, a little bit of dramatizing too, because, you know, our community fought for these rights before. We had to... Yeah. We did this before already, right? So it's like a punch in the face in some kind of way. But then I want to say, to me, what came out of that, right?
Yes.
It's like, I don't need any rainbow colors on the street, mm-hmm. because I know that we have the colors inside
That's
of
right.
us.
You are rainbow
and
colors.
We are shining brighter than ever. And this is not our first rodeo. We did it before and we can do it again.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. I will just say that as a 30 plus year resident of Miami Beach who moved here, you know, in 1993 during the peak, it was the first time in my entire time here that I thought, do I belong here? Yeah. It hit me like that.
Yeah.
And of course the answer is yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course the answer is yes. And 100%. So we're fighting. And today, a little later, we'll be able to see the unveiling yes. of the new Pride Monument that's been repurposed.
Because that's the magic about our community, right?
Yes.
Like, they change something or they take something away, we come up with something new to make it work again.
That's right.
It's simple.
We are creative, but we will do it.
Yes.
So Pride This Way covers joy in every time zone. They're covering prides all over the world. You are an international queen.
Yes.
You've been all over the world. Compare a little bit the differences between some of the other prides you've been to and the pride that we have here in Miami Beach.
Oh my gosh, Miami Beach Pride is one of the most magical and most beautiful prides I've ever seen, like from all over the world.
Huh.
It's many effects that come in. The sunshine, we are right by the ocean. We are literally celebrating Miami Beach Pride in Loomis Park, which is right on the beach.
Yes.
The beach is a stone throw away.
Yeah.
That makes it just more beautiful to me. The people, international people, yes. come from all over the world to celebrate and demonstrate Pride with us. So yes. it's magical, it's beautiful, and it's uplifting.
It was so lovely spending time with you today.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited to see more of you this weekend.
Yes.
And happy Pride.
Happy Miami Beach Pride.
Oh my Mwah. God. Mwah. Mwah.
Hi, Serena. Happy Pride. How
Happy
are
Pride.
You?
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. I'm gonna like do a little spin because I'm gay and I love to spin, but also so you can see all the stuff that's going on around. The park is filled with people getting ready. The parade is lining up right over there. The parade is lining up. We are all so excited for Miami Beach Pride Parade today. How are things with you?
Well, I just needed to check in with you to see what the vibe was like, obviously, for our show, Pride This Way. And thank you so much for being my co-host. And I am not jealous because I know you're flying the flag for our wonderful LGBTQ plus community. I need you to tell me what is going on and what's going down. What's happening?
Well, everybody's getting ready. We're all so excited. We have an amazing turnout this year. Lots of floats. I think there's 60-something floats this year. We're on lucky float number 13. We're going to be doing some filming from the float itself so we can see what's going on along the way and sending all that footage to you and Pride This Way because you know what? We like to serve joy in every time zone.
Crosswalks in many cities are seen as symbols of inclusion and belonging, but in Florida, painting them is now against the law.
Miami Beach city leaders have been...
Since March 2026, dozens of rainbow crosswalks in the U.S., mainly in Texas and Florida, have been removed or are scheduled for removal. On October 5th, the Florida Department of Transportation arrived unexpectedly to destroy its crosswalk with a bulldozer. It was violent. It was unnecessary. It shocked a community. The 3,606 rainbow pavers were salvaged by city officials. Pride This Way was there to witness the restoration and ribbon cutting at Loomis Park on April 10th, 2026.
It means so much that it wasn't the gay commissioner on the Miami Beach City Commission that saved these bricks. No, it was my colleagues, my straight commissioners, my straight colleagues on the city commission who came together and said, oh no, we are going to save these bricks.
His colleague, Commissioner Tanya Bott, the one behind the bright idea. During the unveiling Friday, she gifted her friend and colleague one of the original bricks from the crosswalk that she held onto for him.
I was offended. It was so offensive to me that the state was telling us how we could recognize and celebrate part of our community. This will be a real spot of reflection, a great gateway onto the beach in the heart of the Art Deco district. It has been the safest cross street on Ocean Drive for years and years and years. It's been beloved. It's been photographed. It is a part of who we are in Miami Beach. It represents so much about what we love. And last fall, October 2025, our governor in the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, ordered it ripped up. And it was. And it was heartbreaking. Any act of joy is an act of resistance. And so I mobilized the forces. My colleagues supported this. I want all of our residents, no matter what their personal preferences are, who they pray to, who they love, what crazy clothes they might want to wear, I want them to feel recognized, respected, seen, valued, and safe.
It should have never happened. We should not have been here in the first place. But because the state has did what they did, it caused the unity for us to come together. So this is important. And some people might say this is just a crosswalk, or some people might say it was just a symbol. It's more than that. This is a reminder that we should always make sure that we're fighting for the least of these.
It's incredibly humbling to witness our community coming together in the wake of hardship. Our community has been under attack by elected officials in our state and across the country, and to see people in our own community standing up for love and coming together and bringing new life to places of destruction, I think is just a really humbling moment. I have chills just thinking about what this moment means and the witness of hope that it gives to all of us. But it's no small coincidence that this particular moment is happening so close to Easter, because out of death comes new life, and out of hate, love rises. And so that is just such a gift for us right now.
Yes, Mom. The SAFE Foundation is Florida's longest-serving organization dedicated to protecting its LGBTQ+ community from discrimination.
If there was any moment to have some hope that there is a break in this pattern, it is now. Not only because we've had some really incredible champions that we've helped to elect. You know, Eileen Higgins, mayor of Miami, right? To be able to flip that seat, be the first female elected in 30 years. It's just an incredible moment, but you have to keep leaning into that. And that's exactly what we're doing at SAVE, and finding these moments to make sure our voices are heard and we're having a say in who represents us.
SAVE stands for Safeguarding American Values for Everyone. All we want are the same rights that everyone else in this country gets. It seems to be common sense that you couldn't fire someone for being gay, but it was a fight to get that passed. So we're still fighting every day. And we're so grateful that Pride This Way is paying it forward and allowing us to continue that fight.
But we start with some new developments in Arlington with implications for thousands of people. Officials have just canceled next year's Pride celebration, the largest event of its kind in North Texas.
We're getting directions that are forcing municipalities all over the country to make adjustments. Arlington is no different.
Unfortunately, what we're seeing is this year, the climate has definitely affected participants in a couple of ways. First, I'm getting a lot of messages from some of the more community-based organizations that they've lost funding that they've relied on for many years. So people who always had either arts grants or diversity, you know, DEI grants, these groups have lost their funding.
No Pride Festival, no parade through the streets of Ybor, and no events. Tampa Pride is taking a one-year break, and they say it's all about the almighty dollar.
Compass tells me that the current financial challenge that could cost them the Pride Parade goes back to the current political climate. I dug through the numbers, and the loss in sponsorship revenues and grants to the rise in costs for security for the event could leave the organization short millions of dollars.
Miami Beach Pride faces the same fears as other Pride organizations. Listen to what the Director of Grants and Cultural Affairs has to say about the cost of Pride.
In 2026, six commissioners and the mayor voted 7-0 to fund Miami Beach Pride. $250,000 is public record. That's how much we got from the city of Miami Beach. Does that funding go away? It's a lot of money out of our budget. I do not know. We also get funding from Miami-Dade County. Does that money go away? I do not know. We get operational grant funding, which we spoke about earlier. Does that money ebb away? I do not know. It's scary. I think maybe we need to be asking donors in the community to do, like, you know, the $25 thing that, you know, What's the guy from Vermont's name?
Oh, Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders, the yes. Bernie Sanders route where we all say, give $25 and that's how we get funding. But I think you, the community, need to know that Pride costs money, even though it's free. It costs money. We don't charge at Miami Beach Pride. Some festivals charge, we do not. In Florida, they say where Florida goes, the rest of the nation goes. We had Don't Say Gay. Then we had all these punitive toilet bills and everything in Georgia, in Texas, in other places. And then Donald Trump was elected and we saw, you know, the getting rid of their ex-gender marker on passports, all these punitive bills really attacking the transgender community. I don't really know where we go from here, but we need to be fighting and we need to be resilient and people need to be opening their checkbooks, their wallets, their Zelle accounts, whatever they need. And if this bill passes, there's going to be a Pride next year, but we're going to need all of you to help us. And that's the truth. We've been resilient for a long time. Like those of us who, I'm talking to you, who might be watching this, who are older generations, you've already been through this. You've been through the AIDS crisis. You've been through, you know, attacks where you had to hide in the closet and say somebody was your best friend or your cousin, but really they were your partner. We had to fight for marriage equality. We had to fight for spaces where if you live with your partner, their families can't come away and take away all your possessions. All those things, those communities have been through it and those attacks are happening again, but we're resilient and visible and we will keep on rising.
This episode is brought to you by HB London, the premier luggage for Pride this way. Visit hblondon.uk to learn more.
So Pride organizations around the world are largely run by volunteers, and we appreciate so much the people that give their time, the sponsors without whom it would be impossible to create these joyous professional Pride celebrations like Miami Beach Pride celebrating its 18th anniversary this year with the incredible theme, Pride is Infinite, which celebrates the diversity, the creativity, and the strength of our resilient LGBTQ plus community.
I think that Miami Beach Pride is the heartbeat of Miami-Dade's LGBTQ community. It doesn't just bring together everybody I've already mentioned, LGBTQ youth, elders, seniors, families. It also brings together elected officials, businesses that are allies. It brings together HIV and wellness organizations.
The reason why the forces that oppose us, including in the state of Florida, want to create legislation that will try to cause us to cancel our drag shows, that will attempt to force, with the recent anti-DEI bill, governments not to fund joyous celebrations like Pride, is because they want us to not be able to get together, because they know that it is revolutions like the Stonewall Uprising that have changed the world. That is why Miami Beach Pride, despite potential budget cuts in the future, despite sponsors pulling back out of fear, we are doubling down to our community that we will stop at nothing to create inclusive spaces, such as at Pride, pavilions for the trans community, the specially abled, our elder community, those who love drag, dance stages. It's a big disco ball of fun to bring you in. But when you get there, we're going to hit it home with a message that as long as we stand together in the infinite spirit that Pride transcends generations, gender identities, space, and time, the joy that we create can never be erased.
Hi, this is David Sexton. I'm the co-host for Pride This Way's coverage of Miami Beach Pride, serving joy in every time zone. Woo! And I'm here today talking to a woman who is synonymous with Pride. She has been at so many Miami Beach Prides and so many Prides across the world. Please welcome internationally acclaimed DJ Tracy Young.
Thank you for having me, David. It's so nice to see you.
Yeah. I feel like the last time I saw you was here at a Miami Beach Pride a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen you since. What have you been up to?
You know, it's been not to be a Debbie Downer because we're in Pride.
Tell your story. Speak your truth.
My mom passed away 4 years ago, and she had a house fire. And so I won a Grammy first.
Yeah.
COVID hits. My mom passes away. My stepdad passes away. They had a fire. And I just shut down.
Yeah.
Then I couldn't listen to music. It would just, it really hit me in a way that it's never, it was life.
You couldn't listen to music.
I could not.
That is, to me, just so powerful.
It was heartbreaking. I was really concerned about myself. And then I got a call, fast forward, after like 2 years of grief, I got a call from Cyndi Lauper, and she invited me on tour.
Wow.
And I hadn't been really doing music, and I was like, I can't say no to this. It's Cyndi Lauper.
And then this was her like big farewell tour. It was huge.
She wanted me to open all the shows.
Oh, God, amazing.
And it was the best gift anybody could have ever given me, because it got me right back where I was. I'm doing music like I've never done. I went on tour with Cyndi for a year and a half, and I'm releasing music. I'm here back at Pride.
Yes, where you belong. Where you belong.
Thank you. But yeah, so I'm just back doing my DJing and releasing music, making music, and here at Pride. So we're gonna bring the beat.
That's correct. I'm sure that everybody that's listening to this would kill me if I didn't ask the question. What was it like to be touring with Cyndi Lauper on that last tour? What was that like?
Well, first of all, it's a tremendous honor. And Cyndi is so, she's such a pride and gay advocate.
Yeah.
And it was just an honor. And out of all the people she could have had open her show, she chose me. And I'm just incredibly grateful to her. And like I said, even more so, she lost her mom around the same time, so we kind of were grieving together. It was kind of a healing experience.
Amazing.
But musically, the show is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And
Emilia Stepan was part of it too, right?
Emily Stepan, yes. I opened with Emily,
Incredible.
Here, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah,
Wow. Well, we're super excited to have you back here at Pride.
Thank you.
As I mentioned, you've done Prides all over the world. What's it like, the Prides across the country, as opposed to the Pride here? How is it different?
Well, this is home for me.
Yeah.
So, and I remember when this Pride began.
Oh my gosh, you were there at the beginning of it.
I was there at the beginning. I think I DJ'd it, or I did the Grand Marshal, or I don't know, what, 17 years ago?
Yes, it's been a long time.
So it's grown.
You were 16.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's grown tremendously.
Yeah.
And to see what our community has put together, and I think this particular Pride Miami does an amazing job, including all the different, we're such a melting pot of different ethnic backgrounds.
And it truly is, you know, talking about international prides, it is international. People come from all over the world because, you know, if you ask anybody in another country, they know about like three cities in America. They know Miami, they know LA, and they know New York.
They
come here a lot. So we get that international tourist destination that makes this a real cool thing.
I'm very proud to be part of this community. Right. And like I said, to see it grow and what it's become.
So tell me, you're performing as part of the Pride. What night are you on?
I'm doing the entertainment stage. David Archuleta's performing.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
I think, my set begins at 8 and goes to 11 in between the acts.
Yes,
but
that's right.
I get a little break.
Yeah, good
so,
for them.
So, yeah, and again, I have been away for a little while, so to be embraced again and still be embraced is I'm just grateful.
So as a long-term beach resident, as I have, we know that many celebrities have lived here and come through here. One of the biggest icons was Madonna, who lived in Miami Beach for a while and was here at our nightclubs and stuff. Now, you, DJ Tracy Young, had a great relationship with Madonna. Can you tell us a little bit about your history, your shared history?
Okay, so this is a long story, but I'll make it as short as possible. I was living in D.C. and I was DJing already. I started making tapes for Ingrid Casares.
Yeah, Ingrid Casares owned Liquid and was a South Beach pioneer.
She's still a dear, dear friend. She kind of did the introduction. Uh-huh. I met her. I DJed a bunch of private parties for her, which led to the remixes. And then eventually, I still have a great relationship with her. I won the Grammy.
That's
for
right.
I Rise.
Yes.
And which is a pride anthem.
Amazing. And I'm sure you'll be playing it this Sunday.
I think I will.
I think you should.
You think I should? And I DJed her wedding when she married Guy Ritchie, and that was in Scotland.
Wow.
I went on to DJ many more parties. And
what do you think it was that Madonna saw in you and that was drawn to you about you?
I don't know, but I think she identifies with female and women that are in the music business. I think I'm not a superstar but like her, obviously, but I think we were kind of on a similar path.
That's
in
right.
a male-dominated field. And
Well, I'm going to tell you, you say you're not a superstar, but in your field, you really are a superstar.
I don't see myself.
Oh my
like
God,
that.
It's crazy. And you know, DJs come and go. Like, it's a very fickle world. And for someone to have had the longevity and the career that you've had, it's really been amazing.
Thank you, David.
And we're so glad to have you back as
Thank
part of Friday
you,
again.
Thank you. You know, you say that, and I guess I've been so fortunate, and I'm humble. I really am, because I did take a break. I did lose my mom, and it's been a challenge to come back, but I don't know how to do anything else then. So.
Well, it's a good thing that we're embracing you back, and we are so happy to have you back.
Thank you.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Miami Beach isn't done with us yet. In part two, we sit down with the legendary Latrice Royale. And honey, she gave us everything. The stories, the truth, the laughs, and a few things we did not expect to hear on camera. And then Jay Chris pulls up and serves the Latin tea. Miami Beach Pride Part 2, coming next on Pride This Way.
Join us bi-weekly for a new episode.
Pride This Way, serving joy in every time zone.
Subscribe, download, pay it forward.
A portion of this episode's proceeds will benefit the SAVE Foundation, Florida's longest-serving organization dedicated to protecting its LGBTQ+ community from discrimination. Quick PSA to our listeners. If you want to get involved with SAVE Florida, visit save.lgbt.